1979 was a big year for the island, its own millennium. The accuracy of the 1,000 years claim was disputable, but it did the job in attracting thousands more tourists and visitors. Perhaps the most notable episode was the building of a scaled-down replica Viking ship and sailing it from Norway to the island. The image of crew members, training for this arduous adventure, being told to run naked into the waves, will remain with many, and indeed with those crew members. Businessman Robin Bigland was key in the setting up of the extraordinary voyage.
When any group set off on a trip of this kind, their knowledge, particularly in the sea trials and so on, I mean, makes them realise that vessels of this kind were superbly adapted for raiding. They're very shallow drafted, they're fast, but inherently they're fairly unstable, and they've only got to lean 11 degrees or so, and they start taking in water over the gunwales, because we only had 22 inches of distance between the sea and the gunwale of the boat. So there is naturally a major concern that you don't get water in the boat from a breaking wave or something of that nature. Because if you do, that water will slop around and very rapidly the boat will tilt, and we know the consequences. As in fact we did discover, because we did capsize.
I name this ship Odin's Raven. A fair wind to the ship, success and prosperity to her brave and valiant crew, to bring her safely to the Isle of Man.
And any moment now, the Millennium Magnum of Champagne will be set loose, and hopefully a good, strong swing. And she's launched! A first-time shot, and now Odin's Raven slowly sails into the fjord here at Ansoy.